Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and this is episode 2 on the theme of the future of travel. And this time I want to talk specifically about planning to go to popular places, but doing so as soon as possible, and a few other tips to keep in mind. You guys might have listened to my previous episode where I was talking about getting off the beaten track and going to places that are not as much visited. That being said, a place is touristy for a reason. The word touristy is not necessarily a bad word. I know a lot of us want to have a less touristy experience, but in a place like Paris, there is a reason it's an extremely visited city. A place like Rome, there's a reason. And a place like Bali, there are many reasons that people visit these places. So it's not necessarily bad, but what I want to kind of warn people about is that it is going to get harder and harder to enjoy these places with time. If any of you saw or know somebody who visited the likes of Rome or Santorini last summer, I personally didn't, but I saw photos on Instagram of how absolutely packed they were in the summer. And I visited these places in the past and I've never seen them like that. And it's something that's just going to get even more crazy with time, because I feel like more people are traveling, more people are starting to work online and making travel a bit more of a long-term thing. A lot more people, because of the pandemic, have been able to work from home, and that's changed things. Or people are just deciding now is the time to travel because they weren't able to travel during the pandemic. For whatever reason, there are a lot more people who are out there visiting these places. But even forgetting the numbers, because like I said in the previous episode, I'm not anti-tourism. I don't mind being with other tourists, and I take advantage of being with other tourists because I use it for my language practice. The main thing is that these places start to get extremely busy and way more expensive. And in my opinion, this is definitely not going to get any better with time. I personally predict that prices are just going to keep going up and up, with various global problems, potentially tariffs happening around the world, and who knows what else. And that these places are going to cater more and more to the richer tourists, because the divide between rich and poor is unfortunately getting a little wider in a lot of places. And that just means that there's going to be those even more of those richer tourists who are able to pay those bigger prices. And then tourists with regular wages or people who are trying to do budget travel are going to be completely priced out. And then, of course, there's also political issues that could change the ease of access. You never know if country you could visit now that you would take for granted that you would just get a visa on arrival, or you don't need a visa, or whatever it may be. We never know what's going to change in the world politically. You never know if there's another pandemic. I really prefer to visit places sooner rather than later. And I'm extremely lucky that I got to travel the world in the 2000s, because when I was traveling, obviously travel was big, people were traveling, but the kind of long-term travel, and especially the concept of digital nomadism, just did not exist. So I had places like Rome and Rio and Paris essentially to myself, because I was there not at the absolute peak season, but, or even if I was the peak season, it would have been the same level of busyness then as it would have been now off peak season. So I got to experience these places. I took my time with them. I could plan it out and such. So I am very lucky I got to experience these places. But there are still places that are touristy that I have not visited. So as I plan to visit them eventually, these are a few ideas I'm going to implement that I would like you guys to implement too. So tip number one, most important of all, is plan to see these hotspots as soon as possible. If you're deciding you're going to leave until retirement to do a trip through Europe or whatever it is, I would highly suggest you shift that idea to maybe decide that for retirement you're going to leave visiting national parks and although those are starting to get busy as well, unfortunately, but you're going to travel through nature a lot more and get off the beaten track later in life, because sooner rather than later, you're going to want to visit these places because they're getting busy now and they're going to be even busier as more and more people travel. So if at all possible, don't postpone and try to see these big important places as soon as you possibly can. It's earlier, the earlier the better. Tip number two is, let's say you are in a place and you want to see an iconic thing, like if you're in Rome and you want to see the Trevi Fountain, a very simple tip is to plan it such that you will see the absolute hotspots within a city at the crack of dawn, because most tourists don't tend to get up early in the morning because they're on holiday. So if you're willing to be flexible and you can go to a place very, very early, just as the sun has risen, then still, for now, a lot of these places are actually empty. And I have seen people take beautiful photos at the Trevi Fountain and at the Spanish Steps in Rome and all these places simply because they went there at 5 or 6 a.m., long before it was completely packed with people. So try to plan your day that way and you can get that experience. You can get your Instagram photo if that's what you're there for, or you can just breathe it in and appreciate the sight, whatever you like. You can have these places to yourself even during peak tourist season if you go there at the absolute crack of dawn. So plan your day that way, get up early, and it'll make a huge difference. Even a couple of years ago when I was in London, I wanted to get that iconic Beatles photo album image on Abbey Road, where the four of them are crossing the zebra crossing. I wanted to get that photo and I wanted four different versions of me. So I went there at 7 a.m. on a Sunday and I had it to myself, and someone helped me take the photos, and I was able to actually change my outfit three times, so I had four different versions of me, and Photoshop myself together and make a four Benny version of the Abbey Road album picture just for myself. And I did that, even though it was just 2 or 3 years ago, when obviously London is a very busy touristy city, and that's obviously where loads of people are coming. And as I was wrapping up, there were starting to accumulate more and more people who wanted to do a similar photo themselves. But by going at 7 a.m. on a Sunday, I had it to myself. So keep that in mind. Tip number three is, it'd make it a lot easier on yourself if you go off peak season. As I've mentioned, I'm in Bali now. I'm currently here off peak season and it's still actually busy. It's as busy now as it was during peak season 2 years ago, but it is definitely better than it's going to be in a couple of months. So if you're thinking of that big trip through Europe, don't do it in the summer, if at all possible. Leave summer for nature getaways. Try to visit these places off peak season and you're going to get better prices and it's going to be less busy. It's going to be less chaotic. People are going to be less stressed out and it'll be all in all a much more positive experience. So do that if at all possible. I know it's not possible for everybody. Some people have to plan their years around when school holidays are. But if you can, maybe try to adjust that. If you have some kind of flexibility, try to go to these places off peak season. And then, of course, my final most important tip is to just get off the beaten track and to see what other amazing places so many countries in the world have that you can visit. But I talked about that a lot more in the previous episode and that style of travel that I was doing last year and that I'm doing this year in Indonesia. But if at all possible, try to put more time, if you are going on a trip, outside of those major cities, and you'll still get that authentic local country experience. And of course, you'll do a lot better if you're speaking the local language. But yeah, those are just four tips I wanted to share with you about the future of travel if you're going to an iconic touristy place. I really hope you guys will consider doing it sooner rather than later, because I truly predict these famous spots in 5 or 10 years are going to be unrecognizable compared to how they would be now. And as the saying goes, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. So even though it's not ideal to go to a touristy spot right now compared to someone who is lucky like me who got to go 20 years ago, you can still go now and it will be a better experience, in my opinion, than it might be in 5 or 10 years. So don't put off taking that trip. And of course, try to learn the language. You know, I have my boot camp that I talk about. So you're welcome to join that. Just go to languagehacking.com/BC and I will train you, coach you with a group of others who are learning the language intensively. And that'll help you if you're planning to travel to the country, because you can get off the beaten track. You can get better prices because you'll be speaking the local language. So give that a whirl. But otherwise, make sure you're following me on all the socials. I'll share that in the description for this podcast in the notes, because I'll be sharing all that I'm doing in Indonesia later this year. And you'll see what I mean from my experiences off the beaten track. But thanks for listening as always. And until the next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.